At last, the moment comes. Against a setting sun and a winter wind, the people of Alexandria pour down to the waterfront. The road along the Corniche, suddenly one long, jubilant traffic jam. Down here, amid the tumult, hundreds of ways of proudly declaring the same thing.
This is one of the best days I've ever seen in my life. Egypt will never, ever see such a lovely day like this.
Mubarak is down. Now, people here is free. I can't believe my eyes. I can't believe what I'm saying. It's a miracle.
People, Egypt has freedom. People, Egypt has freedom. Freedom? People, Egypt has freedom. Goodbye, Hosni Mubarak. We love Egypt. Freedom!
And not only have they won their freedom, but as young Islam tells me, her bright, shining face tightly wrapped in its headscarf, they've begun to flex muscles they never realized they had.
During the past 17 days only, we had no police, but we were able to protect the streets properly. We had no, we almost had no government. We had nobody cleaning the streets. The young people were organizing themselves to remove the rubbish off the streets. The tram was working perfectly because the drivers were working it. Everything was working. I was starting to wonder why we had a government in the first place, because we could manage everything on our own.
And tell me, how does it feel tonight? Just what is your
emotion? I feel free! I feel proud to be an Egyptian! I'm proud to be an Egyptian today. I'm really proud to be an Egyptian.
But amid the fireworks and the music, there's bitterness too, bursting out as if it's been bottled up for far too long.
Poverty is increasing. Unemployment, so many youths are out there. Unemployment can't find any jobs. Even doctors over there. I'm a doctor. I'm 24 years old. I get paid $70 or $60 per month, you know, and I've studied 6 years in medicine, you know.
I've been driving and walking along the Corniche for a couple of hours now, and for the length and breadth of this dusty, faded, slightly crumbling waterfront, it's been one long party.
Out of the darkness, a stormy sea hurls waves against the rocks. A tide in the affairs of man has finally washed Hosni Mubarak away. The tempest we first saw in Tunisia has now done something almost unthinkable at the heart of the Arab world. When it finally blows itself out, there will be much for the rejuvenated people of Egypt to do.